Good to see everybody here today. Glad to have Al and Maureen back. Got back from our trip yesterday, so we're ready, refreshed, and ready to get back into the swing of things. All right, so now the lesson this morning is going to be a question: is it always wrong to judge? And come on, here we go. See, those people who are wrong always say it is wrong to judge. I mean, people who are right will not say that, but people who are wrong always say it. And so let's see what the Bible says. All right, today there's a widespread belief that no person is allowed to question or condemn the actions or teachings of anyone else. We know this is going through our society. You can't do this, or it's very selective when they do. They choose to condemn certain people, but other people, they just give them a pass. And we know that's what's taking place in our world today. And perhaps you've heard someone say, like, who are you to judge? I'm sure someone has said that to you if you were pointing out what the Bible had to say. You probably heard that, or you heard something like, you can't judge me. I mean, that's just not right. You just can't judge me. And so, does the Bible teach that it is always wrong to judge? Or has the Bible been mishandled to lead people in the wrong direction or the wrong conclusion on this subject? We can answer that, yeah. It is not always wrong to judge, and yes, people have mishandled the Bible to lead people to this conclusion. There's going to be a lot of scripture references in this sermon, and if you don't get them all written down, I will be emailing them to everybody. All right. First of all, what exactly does it mean to judge? Well, yeah, that's if we're going to talk about something, we need to explain what it is. And some assume that to judge always means to condemn, but that is the wrong. That is not correct. To judge simply means to discern, to distinguish, to consider accurately for the purpose of forming an opinion or conclusion. That's what Webster has to say about it. And to condemn is to determine or judge to be wrong or guilty, to disallow and to disapprove. So they're two different things. Judging and condemning are two different things. And so we're going to show this. The Bible teaches us in many passages that we must discern whether the actions and teachings of both ourselves and others are right or wrong. Yeah, we have to make a decision on that. And we will be asking a lot of questions. Some of them will be rhetorical questions, which really do not need a response. And the purpose of this discernment is to save ourselves and others. And it is absolutely commanded and necessary. So yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to discern between good and evil, and we need to discern whether we are in the faith or not. And so that means we have to make judgments. All right, so we encourage you to take a Bible and read the passages referred in this sermon to gain a better understanding of God's will on this subject. And we won't take time to read them all, but we will reference them. Now, someone may ask, didn't Jesus say, judge not in Matthew 7:1? And really, if you've seen those memes on Facebook where they quote Matthew 7:1-5, they basically black out everything except the word, two words, judge not. Judge not. We've all seen that meme. So, yeah, some people say, Jesus said, judge not, so don't make a judgment. Well, yes, he did say that, but Jesus was giving a warning to hypocrites. And if you look at the context, that's exactly what happens. I mean, he says, thou hypocrite, there in 7:5. And then Romans 2:21-23 talks about the hypocrisy that the Jews were going through. And so the context of Matthew 6:7 reveals that Jesus was simply teaching us to judge not in a hypocritical way. I mean, that's where it comes down to. And Matthew 7 is a continuation of what Jesus had been discussing in chapter 6. And this is from the Sermon on the Mount. Notice what he says here. Please notice what Jesus taught. Do not give alms as the hypocrites do, to be seen of men, Matthew 6, 2. Do not pray as the hypocrites do, Matthew 6, 5. As they do, to be seen of men. Do not fast as the hypocrites do, Matthew 6, 16. And do not judge as the hypocrites do. I mean, that's what we have here. And that's what the context reveals. You know, he goes on, verse 2, 3, and 4, talks about the fact that, well, the same manner that you judge, you'll be judged by that same manner. But don't say to your brother, I'm going to take the speck out of your eye. You got to first remove the log from your own eye. Then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And so he's really talking about those who are hypocrites. So the truth is that Jesus did not forbid us to judge any more than he forbade us to pray. Jesus didn't tell us not to pray. So he said to make judgments. And so we have to discern between right and wrong. We have to make decisions. Jesus actually commands us to judge. Some people don't like to hear this, but this is what Jesus told us to do. We've got to make judgments, and we will see as we go along. Jesus went on to say that after you get your life right, you then can help your brother get his life right. I mean, that's what we're supposed to. Yeah, it doesn't do any good to point out the faults of others and say, this is what you need to do, if you're not willing to do that yourself. And so, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. All right, and we read here from Matthew 7, 5, that's the context about judging like the hypocrites. He says, don't be a hypocrite in this matter. And then so we should be concerned about others. Jesus also teaches in the very next verse that we must determine who are the dogs and the swine. You know, he goes into that and later on in chapter 7. There are people out there who are not very nice people. And they're claiming to be followers of God, but yet they're like the dogs and the swine. And that's pretty despicable, considering that's the way Jews thought about them. And so in the same sermon and chapter, Jesus said that we will be able to judge or to know the false teachers, the false prophets, by their fruits, by what people teach. We'll be able to know them and whether they are true prophets of God or false prophets. And so how are you going to be able to tell the difference if you don't make judgments, if you don't judge these things? And so we have this, Matthew 12, 33, 1 John 4, 1. Test the spirits to see if they are from God. Revelation 2, 2, the Ephesian church had to make judgments about these things. And we'll reference that. The phrase judge not is also found in John 24. It says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgments. All right, so once again, like I say, they take that magic marker and scratch out everything past judge not. But yet, we're supposed to judge righteous judgment. In other words, we're supposed to make the right determination and make a decision. Judging righteous judgment means to judge not hypocritically, Matthew 7, 1 through 5, to judge not with prejudice or without knowing the facts. You know people who have made decisions by not knowing the facts? I know a lot, I had bosses in the past who would just chew me out for something, and they didn't have all the facts. And before I got wise, I kind of argued back with them, but still. Some will do that. Judge not in matters of opinion or scruples. I mean, we really shouldn't judge others because maybe they like red carpet instead of blue carpet, or maybe they like green carpet instead of brown carpet. I mean, so we should not judge people in matters of opinion. Now, but we are to judge according to the truth of God's word. Isaiah 8:20, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and Hebrews 5:12 14. Yeah, we've got to learn the truth of God's word. So if it is always sinful to judge, then here are some questions to consider. All right, first of all, did Jesus teach us to sin? Well, we know the obvious answer is no, he did not. But he did tell us to judge righteous judgments. So if judging is sinful, Jesus told us to do that which was sinful. And so we know that's not the case. Why did Jesus commend the church at Ephesus for determining that some religious people were liars? You know, Revelation 2:2. They withstood the liars. They stood up against them. And if they're not allowed to judge, if judging is sin, then they did sin by exposing the false teachers. So how can we determine who the dogs and the swine are, as Jesus commanded us to do? We've got to know who are the false teachers. And if we are not allowed to judge people by their fruits, I mean Matthew 7:6, 15-20 talks about the false teachers. So should we be concerned about a brother who has aught against us? You know, if nobody has a right to judge us, how can you say this? I mean, we have the commands of what to do. If you have a problem with your brother, you go to that brother. And then if they won't listen to you, you take a witness or two and then bring it before the church. So he said there in Matthew 5, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. So that's what we're supposed to do. So surely many today would go on and worship God without being reconciled to their brethren, stubbornly claiming that nobody has a right to judge them. And you know what? This describes a lot of people in the church. I mean, if they have a problem with somebody, they just ignore them, go their way, and don't ever do anything about it. And they are stubborn, too stubborn to acknowledge that, yeah, I don't have any problems. I mean, how often do you hear a brother say, well, I have problems? Not as much, you know. So did the Apostle John teach us to sin when he said, try the spirits, whether they are of God? I mean, so I don't think so, and we shouldn't either. But yet, how are we going to know if these spirits or the teaching from these people is right or wrong? Well, we have to compare them to the Word of God. And so John did not tell us to sin in order to do that. And was it wrong for John the Baptist to say to Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife? We read that back in Mark 6 and verse 18. And of course, the result of that was John the Baptist was beheaded because of it. It upset Herod's wife. So she found a way and had his head removed. Should John have minded his own business? No, actually, John teaches everybody a great lesson through the scriptures here. And no, there are things where if people are going to lose their soul, we don't need to get to that idea, I'm just going to mind my own business. No, when souls are at stake, we've got to get busy. We've got to guide people towards the truth and get them out of the problems that they might be in. So we just can't sit back and see someone who is on the pathway to hell and just decide, well, hopefully they'll figure it out themselves. No, that is our duty and responsibility to our brethren, is to help everyone get to heaven. So were the Bereans in sin for judging Paul's teaching by the scriptures? You know, they studied the scripture daily to see if his things were so. And so, no, we know the answer to that. The answer is no. And was Paul in sin for confronting Peter and judging that he was to be blamed? What did Peter do? Peter was acting hypocrite. He was doing those things that were very hypocritical. And Paul said, you're being a hypocrite. He said, you are to be blamed for this. And yes, Peter had to acknowledge that. And so, we also have commands in the Bible to reprove and rebuke others. How are we going to do that if we can't judge that they're doing something wrong? So, yeah, I mean, simple questions to understand. Some say we cannot judge one another in doctrinal matters. You know, Aquila and Priscilla, maybe they were wrong to judge Apollos regarding a doctrinal issue. Apollos was a mighty in the scriptures, very eloquent speaker, but yet he only knew the baptism of John. So Priscilla and Aquila, they got him off to the side and expounded upon him the truth. I mean, wait a minute, we're not under the baptism of John anymore, we're under the baptism of Christ. And so some people say, well, they were wrong to judge him. No, they were not wrong to judge him. Was Paul wrong to judge Hymenaeus and Philetus regarding a doctrinal matter? I mean, they were teaching the resurrection had already passed. And everybody still alive kind of missed it. You know, we have a replay of this taking place now in the world today. There's many in the church saying, well, Jesus came back in 70 AD. And so, I mean, all they're saying is anything we do is not going to have any effect upon our soul because we don't have souls anymore. Only the redeemed were saved in 70 AD, so everybody who lives after that doesn't have a soul. I mean, that's a false doctrine, but it's being played out again, and it happens over and over. So how can we determine who is teaching truth and who is teaching error? Well, if we go to the scriptures, we see what the scripture says. And someone whose words do not agree with the scripture, they're teaching error. I mean, how hard is that to figure out? It's not hard at all if you know your scriptures. It's not hard, and you can determine. And then you have, what do we do with it? Well, we have the opportunity to take the person aside and say, now here's what the scripture says, and you're teaching this. And you have the choice to get back and get right in line with scripture, or you can just continue on your way and you'll be lost. And so they tell us we can't do that. How can we ever mark and avoid false teachers as we have been commanded to do? You know, the Bible says that. Romans 16, 17, mark them who teach error. So if someone's teaching error and the type of error that's going to cause souls to be lost in hell forever, I mean, we've got to mark them. They're not teaching the truth. And so we have to do that. How can we ever obey the commands to restore an erring brother if we haven't judged that they are erring in the first place? I mean, it's some of these questions, like say, they kind of answer themselves. Now, how can the process of church discipline that the Lord commanded even begin to be carried out? Well, you're judging me. You're not allowed to judge me. I mean, that's what they're going to be claiming. And how can we seek and save the lost if we cannot determine who is lost? I mean, fair enough question. I mean, if we can't, I mean, what's it going to take? Someone's lost. Who are those who are lost? Well, they're all around us. We know they're all around us. Those people who haven't obeyed the gospel, they're lost. But if we're not allowed to judge, then we're not allowed to tell someone that they are lost. So would a person be guilty of sinfully judging if he said that only people who are in Christ will be going to heaven? Well, yeah. I mean, that claim has been made. When we say only those who are in Christ will go to heaven, yeah, we've been judged as sinfully judging. No. We're just telling a fact, stating a fact. Those outside of Christ are lost, and they will spend eternity in hell if they don't come to Christ. I mean, so it's not judging. It's not sinfully judging to be doing that. After all, such a statement would condemn everyone outside of Christ. Well, that's what God said. God will condemn everyone outside of Christ. Anyone outside of Christ is not going to heaven. But yet they say we're not allowed to do that if we are not allowed to judge others. So let us speak as the Bible speaks. And as Peter said, we need to warn every man, as Paul said in Colossians 1:28. We got to warn people. Tell them there is a heaven, there is a hell. Those who live right in the sight of God and follow his commands will go to heaven. Those who do not follow God's commands will go to hell. I mean, we have to be willing to say that. So if a person says we are wrong to judge others, is he not being hypocritical? What has he done? He's judged us for judging others. Has he not just committed the same sin he is condemning? Exactly. And obviously, some of these questions need no answer in light of what is revealed in the scripture. This entire false idea that we cannot judge others cripples and paralyzes efforts commanded by God to help others get to heaven. And we're not supposed to do that. Our job as Christians is to help people get to heaven. And that's what we need to do. We need to basically do what we can to help people get to heaven. And if we don't know someone is lost, if we can't determine someone is lost, we're not going to try and teach them, are we? Probably not. For example, if those in the Lord's church believe they cannot judge others, they will not go to those in error to help them obey the truth and get to heaven, which we're commanded to do. If those outside of the church believe nobody is allowed to judge, they will not allow those who know the truth to teach them the truth in a loving way. They just won't do it. See, the doctrine of no judging is one of Satan's most powerful devices. All someone has to say if they don't like what they're hearing, you don't have a right to judge me. I mean, that's what they're going to say. And Paul wrote, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Yeah, this is one of Satan's devices. And we're not ignorant of that. We are to make these sound judgments and decisions. So do not fall for the lie of Satan. The truth is that we must make judgments to save ourselves and others. We've got to determine if we are in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. We are to determine if we are walking faithfully. We're commanded to walk faithfully before God. We're commanded to walk in a right way before God. And we have to determine for ourselves, am I doing that? And if I am not doing that, am I guilty of judging myself? Well, yeah. I mean, you could say that. And so, although Christ will be our final judge, he has commanded us to make judgments. In other words, to discern right or wrong in this life based on the authority of his word. So if you see your brother in sin, you have every right to talk to that individual and say, you know what? God is not pleased with this. Jesus is not pleased with your behavior. And here's the scripture that tells you why. I mean, we have to do that. The authority of God's word will be that judge. Because Jesus said, the words that I speak will judge you in the end, John 12:48. And so all of this is for the purpose of saving ourselves and saving others. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. So that's our lesson. It's a simple lesson, but it is not always wrong to judge. Now, if you're going to judge hypocritically, yes, it is wrong. But if you're going to judge according to God's word, then you have not only the right to do so, you have the responsibility to do so. So think about those things. That's our lesson. Consider those words. And if anyone is subject to the invitation, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.